yesterday and today. So I guess over the past 2 days, students from the University of Manitoba, from the University of Winnipeg, from Brandon University have been getting together. Have been getting together to discuss a lot of really important issues, whether they be environmental issues, issues in post-secondary education, peace issues. And we've been really gaining a lot of skills and sort of learning from each other about how to organize, how to have wonderful actions like we just experienced now with the Winnipeg Peace Alliance. And it's really important. I think a lot of people got out of it was that it takes a lot of energy and a lot of time and a lot of commitment to organize political actions. There was a really interesting case a couple of years ago about a group of high school students who walked out here in Winnipeg against the war in Iraq. That was 2003. It was a little bit of a discussion item. And I mean, just knowing that 3,000, 4,000 high school students can walk out of their classrooms here in Winnipeg and in opposition to an illegal war in Iraq is really a strength that I think a lot of people here in Winnipeg and in Manitoba and Brandon have in common, is that we can identify really important issues and we can act on those issues and we can organize. And again, the action that happened today was, it was really well received. If you can remember hearing all the cars honking, I think that was a really, really clear indication that the struggles that we're fighting for are the right ones, and that the war in Afghanistan is wrong, and that we have to make sure that the soldiers come home, and we have to make sure that people are not dying for any reason in any country. And the war in Afghanistan is a perfect example of where everybody can work together. It doesn't matter if you're a student, if you're a worker, if you're retired. It doesn't matter what part or what community or what environment you come from. Is the fact that we can organize and that we can put these public displays out there to get public to support. And the public does support all of these issues. I'm pretty sure of it, because otherwise people wouldn't be honking. But the fact is that when we organize and when we get together, it doesn't matter what walk of life you come from. When we organize and get together, we can really impact and make some social change. And unfortunately, we don't get together enough and vote. There's a lot of youth voters that just don't get out and vote. There's a lot of workers who don't get out and vote because of all sorts of reasons, whether it's polling stations on campuses, whether it's people who work have to work during the hours that polling stations are even open. Hey, how's it going? And we really just have to make sure that both in our public mobilization, out in the streets against these horrible issues like war, like lack of funding for education, like the environmental degradation, we have to make sure that we get out there and also vote so that fine gentlemen like Mr. Harper, either they don't get elected, or if they do get elected, we have to hold them accountable for what they do. So as soon as Mr. Michael checks, I'm taking a picture, I'd like to call him up to introduce our guest speaker, who will be speaking on the war in Afghanistan. And so thank you very much for coming out and for supporting us.